Hello, everybody. This is Martin Petella for Life Enthusiast Podcast. And today I have with me Jorge Ureña, or George Urena, as the Canadians would call it. And he comes to us via a company called Yutco. And Jorge is a phenomenal fellow. He knows so much about Peruvian agriculture, and especially about the crops that we can get from Peru that are so unique and so powerful and to be found nowhere else. Jorge.
Hello, Martin. Thank you so much. Well, glad to be here with you and share all this information on the Peruvian products to your customers, I think it's very important to know, educate our consumers on these products, because they're basically different than anybody else's.
That's what thrills me the most. When I first met you, I remember learning about the black and the purple macas, and then finally getting the concentrate. And it was just, I only understood or knew the old ordinary maca. I had used it before. And it's like, well, whatever, maca. And then I finally got your product, and I says, oh, now I understand. Right? It is a significant difference. I would like to have you explain it in your way to...
Okay. So, yeah, and it gets to the point where many people, for example, go to the store and they buy a maca product, and, you know, they feel nothing. There's no effect. All the benefits that they're supposed to happen never happen. And obviously, there's a reason behind. And I would like to explain your customers, I mean, all about maca, okay, in a summary way. Obviously, we can't extend too long, but I'll explain. Maca, what is maca? Maca is a root. Grows in Peru at 14,000 feet altitude. It grows in the region of Junin. This is where initially and originally this root developed. Evolved for thousands of years, okay, to what we have right now. And the maca wasn't farmed until 1998. We were the first ones farming maca in Peru. Then after the activity started to grow, and I don't know if you remember, but probably back in the 2000s, 2003 or four, I mean, maca was little in the market, was a new player, a new ingredient, and there were only a few brands in the market, including us, which we launched in Canada and the United States back in 2003, at the end of 2003. So I would like to show your customers first how the maca looks like, okay? Like the real deal. So I think right now what we're gonna do is just show a little bit of everything, okay? And well, okay. So I hope you can see that. Okay, we have a nice black maca, a purple maca root, okay, which are the two main ingredients on one of our products. We have also a yellow maca. Actually, here's the, that's the yellow maca, which it's probably very close to it, okay? It doesn't look that much similar, but it's, here we have the three colors, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, in fact, we have 11 colors in total, and we can actually summarize three main colors: yellow, purple, red, and black, okay, being the red and the black maca, the main ones. The yellow maca is probably the most common variety. It's still maca, but it just... gives you nutrients, not so much the benefits we know, maca can give you. Okay, so when we manufacture a product, we have two sources of raw materials, okay? One is the fresh maca root, and the other is the dry maca root. And what I showed before was the dried maca root. And there's two set of benefits that you can highlight on the two raw materials. So, and this is very important. The fresh maca root smells and tastes like horseradish. Okay, it's spicy. Okay, it's not that pleasant to the taste. Okay, per se, it's spicy. Okay, but it tastes like a radish. Okay, more or less. Now, all you can do with this product, okay, you can dry it up, you can mill it and get a powder, but what's going to happen is this product is not going to give you any benefit except nutrition, and that's it. So you're going to get nutrients, okay? Now, why the dry root will give you all these other benefits? And what I'm talking about is hormonal balance, energy, and well-being. In just as a summary, okay, there's many more, plenty of benefits. Well, there's endurance, there's vigor, stamina, potency, energy overall. So there's many benefits you can get out of maca, but these benefits are only coming from the dry roots. Now, why? Okay, when the maca root is harvested, okay, as I mentioned before, you have two different ways of a powder, raw material. Now, the dry maca root is actually not just dry, something that you put in an oven and then get it dry. So you have to put it in the sunlight at high altitude over, you know, a certain period of time, usually 6 to 9 months, okay? And the maca root will condensates. It doesn't really dry in a way. It transforms. It gets, you're going to get something different. We don't know, we don't understand really what happens, okay? But all these previous aromas or flavors of the original maca root, okay, are gone. And now we have a sweeter product, okay, because it's actually sweet. And behind that, there's what we call glucosinolates. And this is just a chemical compound, biochemical compound found on the maca. You will get alkaloids. You will get different aspects, okay, that they're not present on the fresh root. So that's the first thing you need to notice. So for example, if any of your customers, okay, goes to a store and they buy a product, let's say black maca powder or red maca, because there's some manufacturers, they have this divided, right? But I mean, something weird. I mean, you will see these products, okay, they're almost the same in the package. So they're all, I mean, the same color, and usually the taste and the aroma will be spicy, like a radish. So that means the product has been done with the fresh raw material, the fresh maca root, and you're not going to get any of the other benefits that we mentioned on the dry root. So that's very important to know, okay? So the organoleptic aspects are important to recognize a good quality maca to begin with, okay? Dry or fresh, okay? Mm-hmm. Now we're going to step into the colors of the maca. What's the main difference? Because once it's dried and we know the benefits we're going to get out of maca, we have a difference between the colors. There's a different nutritional profile on each product, and each product will deliver different benefits as well. So for instance, the yellow maca I mentioned was the most common variety. You will find abundance of this raw material. But the darker roots, the black and the red maca roots, are the most important ones among the three. So the purple maca, for example, purple maca will give you healing, soothing, repairing, relaxing. It is a product that will give you energy, but in a different way. It is more gradual. It's not impacting. The black maca, by the contrary, is just like having a cup of espresso. It's just energy booster. It will give you instant motion, energy, stamina, vigor, endurance, you name it. So you feel really good.
It now, sounds more like the testosterone type of impact, right?
Correct. But not everybody wants energy right suddenly to happen in your system. Okay. Some people may have a hormonal imbalance situation. For instance, they have too much cortisol due to stress, for example. Okay, very common right now. Nowadays, it's just, you know.
I agree. Cortisol is a big problem for a lot of people.
Exactly. And so for, if that's the case, okay, I won't recommend you to have the black maca. Okay, not that it's going to distort, okay, your hormonal system, but the most recommended product would be the purple, because the purple actually, okay, calms you down, makes you feel relaxed. Okay, and you will get the energy, but in a different way, gradually, once your system is now in balance. And that's the whole point, okay? So each product is different. Now, I can tell you something, Martin. In the market, we have a preference. So we know for a fact that many, many women love the purple maca, okay? Why? Because it actually works very well for them. Okay, you know, men and women were different. And women likes to be very calm, you know, relaxed, soothe, you name it. Men, we like strong stuff. Okay, so I will put it as an example. When I do my presentations to many people, okay, we go to a, you know, a coffee shop, and we're gonna get, for example, if I'm with my wife, I will get probably a double espresso. Okay, and my wife will get a cappuccino. So something milder, you know, it's not as strong. So it's, that's more or less the same idea. And my recommendation is just basically go with, with the rule of thumb, okay? Black maca increases your energy levels, I mean, a lot. The other one will give you energy, but differently. And it will make you feel relaxed and calm, which many people like.
Very good. Okay.
Any questions so far?
Well, yeah, it's awesome. So to set you apart from the rest of the marketplace, I remember that you did a lot of support for the local farmers in Peru. You also, yes, you also had to deal with this market collapse that the Chinese people caused a while back. Oof. All of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was way back, maybe about 5 years, 5 years ago. Okay, but it's happening again, actually.
Oh, is it? Have they come back again?
Yes, because, and I'm going to tell the story very quickly. What happened is just a few years back, I was actually in China, okay? I was there for a, you know, a trade mission. And we were looking for customers of maca in China. We found somebody that was dealing with maca in China, in Shanghai. And we had a meeting with this guy. So it was surprising to us that these guys have been growing maca for a long time. I mean, maybe a couple of years. And they had even more hectares grown with maca than us in Peru, which was really weird. Okay, so then we end up finding that these guys got the seeds from Peru. They started growing maca at a very low altitude, different habitat completely. And they were getting maca, but let me show you what they were getting. Okay. And just going to show you a few items here. Okay. So let me see if this is
I can see it. These are shriveled, tiny little things.
Yes, and that is, let's say, the black, the purple, and the yellow maca. Okay. Now I'm just going to take this away and tell you. So what happened here? Okay, this is weird. When they took the maca root to China, the maca root, I would say there's some sort of intelligence or something going on, went back in time. So you see, when maca started growing in Peru, we used to have, and we know this because we have, records of it. Okay, we found what we call the maca carrot. Okay, and the maca carrot, okay, it is, I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something very elongated. I don't know if you can notice that. Yeah, okay. So if we were to put this in perspective, okay. Okay. So this little maca root, okay, that I showed you just a few minutes ago, right. It's actually something like this. Uh-huh. Okay. So it's actually bigger, but when it dried, and actually this was dried in an oven. This wasn't dried naturally because it's so humid down in China that they couldn't achieve a dry product and transform like the one in Peru. So these guys were actually losing money. Not only that, okay, the products were useless because, I mean, they found they have no benefits out of this product. So this became just like any regular root or vegetable if you want. Okay, but useless, okay, with no benefits. Now, and I think they have another one here, which actually, okay, I don't know if you can, well, I'm gonna show you this. You see my point?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so this is what we called in the past, the carrot maca. Anyways, so maca evolved over time to become what we have right now, okay? So something like this, okay, yeah, and nice. And I would put it in perspective, okay? The maca root is actually something like this.
When it's
fresh, okay? Yeah. Now, based on that, okay, the Chinese were really desperate to get the product because they started this whole industry that they wanted, okay?
But the demand is there, right?
Well, the demand is there for sure. So they even copy our Peruvian customs, meaning that the Aboriginal people in Peru, okay, so the Chinese actually copy their dresses, their everything, and they try to copy saying that the maca root was originally from China, not from Peru, that the Peruvians got the maca from China. Okay. So it was a problematic issue. And not only that, okay, the Chinese actually were desperate trying to get the product, trying to comply with the business. And what they did is they went to Peru and they started paying a lot of money for the maca roots, especially the black, because the black is the rare, rarest.
And in Chinese culture, the male force somehow, they are really obsessed with the...
darker.
The male energy, right?
Correct. Yeah. So what happened is many people in Peru thought, okay, well, the Chinese are paying a lot of money for the maca roots. Let's grow maca. And Junin is a protected area. Okay. So it's like a conservation area. And the people are allowed to grow the maca on the hills. So it's just... It is a limited extension of land. It's big, but it's limited anyways. So what happened is they went to some other places in Peru. So other provinces, other areas, which didn't have the same habitat, the same altitude. I mean, it was a completely different story. And what happened is the maca root started growing and they got something like this. I'm going to show you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So it's still, this is maca from Peru, but it wasn't there. Okay. It wasn't the right thing. Now, people were losing money again because the size was too small. Okay. So you are not getting the right yield, I mean, to manufacture the products and get to the right price. So somebody brilliant started putting plant hormones, okay, to grow the maca, okay? And plant hormones is going to give you a product like this.
Okay, so now it's, the size is good.
Correct, but this product here...
How's the content?
Well, I don't know if you... I'm going to show you. I'm going to make a side-by-side comparison here, okay?
Yeah.
So... This one here, the one I'm moving right now, okay, this one is the real one, and this is not. I don't know if you notice, one is rugged, okay, so it's is rough in the exterior, so it's not as smooth as the other one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, yeah. So the reason why is because of the plant hormones. Okay. And the other thing is one product is lighter than the other. So the one with hormones is lighter because there's air in it. So
it grows fast, but doesn't contain the nutrients, yeah?
Correct. So again, we have the same situation as the Chinese with a product that looks, resembles maca, and it grew from the actual seed, but it's no longer the same. And the benefits weren't there. So when people are going to the store and to buy a maca product, they're going to find, okay, sometimes all these products that they claim so many things about maca, but they were manufactured with this raw material, which is, again, useless because it doesn't really give you any benefits at all. So the only place where you can grow maca, I mean, the real deal, the real McCoy, as people in Canada say, right? Mm. It's the maca from Hunin, from the Hunin Plateau, and that's it. But, you know, there's still people trying to grow maca somewhere else, and they find a market for it, and basically they're making a business, of course. But, I mean, if you want really good benefits, these are the products.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we have a similar problem with almost every food item, right? We have problems with wheat, and we have problems with corn, and every agricultural commodity that people are trying to make things cheaper. And in the process, we're finding out that the nutrients are lacking or the benefits are lacking and so on, right?
I mean, what we can say is that biopiracy, okay, harms the consumer, but also harms the country and us trying to sell a product, because then you don't know exactly what I mean, the consumer doesn't know exactly what's in the package. They trust us, right?
Yes.
But it's better to have everything well explained.
Well, let's just say that Yutko brand has something to prove. We know that the Yutko brand does go to the right place and gets the high quality. I certainly know it. Thanks. I've experienced it personally.